We read in Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 to 12. Hear the word of God. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world, rather than on Christ. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. In him you were also circumcised, in the putting off of the sinful nature, not with a circumcision done by the hands of men, but with a circumcision done by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, and raised with him through your faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. This is the word of God.
My brothers and sisters, if you'd like to follow with me this morning, we are continuing with Colossians, and today I want to just share two verses with you. It's a shorter passage today, but a very, very important one. I tend to say that every Sunday, don't I? But Paul's letter to the Colossians is a very timely book for the church at the moment. And listen to it just one more time. Mike read it so well to us. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. And what I want to share with you this morning, my brothers and sisters, is on the whole question of growing. Of growing in Christ. And these two verses are going to help us. And what we are going to see here is how the Apostle Paul is going to urge upon these young Christians at Colossae the challenge of experiencing fullness of spiritual life and experience. He's going to call upon them to be satisfied with nothing less than a life free from the stain and the tyranny of sin. One of the greatest men in South Africa's history is a man by the name of Andrew Murray. All heard of Andrew Murray. He put it like this. He said, the great complaint of all who have the cure of souls is the lack of wholeheartedness, of steadfastness, of perseverance and progress in the Christian life. He said, many, we cannot but hope that they are true Christians. They come to a standstill. They do not advance between the basics of the Christian life. Many, sadly, he said, do not even remain stationary. They turn back to a life of worldliness, formality, and indifference. Now that's true. That's the sad thing. If I to ask you this morning, dear friends, are you growing? Are you growing? Day by day and year by year. Or are you the same that you've been for the last year or so? There's been very little development. Spiritually speaking, we're talking about this morning. We really are focusing today on your growth as a Christian. Well, to help us, what does Paul do here in this very simple little passage? I'm going to share three things with you, if I may. The secret, the strength, and the song. The secret, the strength, and the song of growing in Christ. Let's come then first of all to the secret. And to do that, we yet again must go back to when it all started. Just finished reading a terrific book on Scottish preachers up until the 17th century. It was such a terrific encouragement to us. And the author kept on saying, with regards to today, we must recapture the gospel, the wonderful truth of redemption in all that we do and say. And that's what Paul does here this morning. So what's the secret of spiritual growth? It begins, first of all, then, my friends, with the reminder that you and I were dead in sin. Can I remind you yet again of what you know already? But you and I, together with every other human being, are born spiritually dead. That's how you're born. As you all know, our one son's wife, the one who's to have surgery tomorrow, his wife is going to have twins in October. And it's amazing to realize that those two precious children are going to be born sinners. Isn't that right? They may look beautiful like their grandmother, but there's a need for them to be converted. That's what we pray for, more than anything else. Because you see, friends, we are dead. And as you get on in life, that deadness develops in a sense. We can't see spiritually. We can't hear spiritually. We can't speak spiritually. Remember, Ephesians tells us we are dead in our trespasses and sins. So how did it happen that you became a Christian? The answer is because God reached into your life. It was God who performed the miracle of a rebirth in your life. And God graciously came to you. He convicted you of your sin. He gave you the faith to turn to Jesus Christ. And you became a brand new person. That's where it all began. That is where it all started. We were dead in sin and God, in His grace, has made us alive through Christ. So the second thing is that Christ came to save me. That's why Mary and I love the 8 o'clock service so much. We enjoy coming here and kneeling at this table and taking that bread and saying, Lord Jesus, you died on the cross for me. You shed your blood for me as a sacrifice to take away our sin and to bring us to God. We became Christians, my precious friends, not because of anything you did. It's all God. God did it. Through Jesus Christ's work on the cross for you. It's an amazing thing that. Now here's the key. I hope it comes home clearly. That moment when a sinner knows that they have sinned and they turn to Jesus Christ. Listen. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord. And those two words are absolutely critical. And I want to underline them for you this morning. That very moment that you invited Christ or you received Christ into your life for a real conversion to take place, this is the key. You receive Christ as Lord. It's as Lord. So you don't merely receive Him as your Savior to wash away your sin or as your friend to be with you for a real conversion. Say, Lord Jesus, I invite you to take over my life. I surrender every single part of my life to your Lordship. Jesus is Lord. Now, very sadly, today, there's a sad teaching in the churches all over the world. And it says you can come to know Jesus as your Savior, and then later, make him your Lord. But it doesn't teach that here. Here it's just the opposite. The real secret of growth is when somebody says, Jesus Christ has come into my life as Lord. As Lord. I hope that's happened to you. I hope Jesus Christ is your Lord this morning, friend. If people had to watch how you live or how you speak or how you spend your money or what you do or what you read or where you do everything, I hope they can say the one thing they must say about you is, you know what? That person has got one Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord. Lord of their life. Well, what's number two? Now, once this happened, a wonderful regeneration has occurred. Jesus has become Lord of this person's life. Now look what happens. Continue. See, friend? Continue to live in him. Rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught. So, let me share that with you now. The one lovely thing we had when we were away, when this whole thing came into being, was that our little granddaughter Emma turned one. One of the great things we were going to do is to be there. And you know, it was such a lovely time. When we first saw her, she wasn't like a human being, you know. She was just born and she couldn't do anything. But now she's real. And it's just been lovely to see a little life growing. It's beautiful to see. But you know what, friends? It's not the most beautiful thing to see. The most beautiful thing to see in life is a Christian growing. To see a man or a woman growing in Christ, it's the most wonderful thing to see. How does that happen? Here they are. Number one, says the apostle to these Colossians, continue to live in him. So this suggests now a steady progress. There's a steady progress taking place in the one who has come to know Christ Jesus as Lord. They are patiently going on, even in the face of temptations, to perhaps turn aside or to become discouraged. They continue to live in Christ. They continue. There's a steady progress taking place. It's not a case of up one day, down the next, up and down. You know, some folks are like that. This is not the picture here. The picture is of a lovely, slow, steady progress. As I learn to live a life in Christ by being absolutely and totally dependent on the Holy Spirit, I can't do it any other way. I can't. Number two, the need to be rooted in Christ. Brothers and sisters, you know that. You know that. You've been taught that all the years that you've been coming to this church. Do you want to grow? You've got to be rooted in Christ, which can only happen as you spend time in prayer. Just to help me more than anybody really, and if perhaps it can help you. See, I do need to every now and again ask myself, how am I going spiritually? And you know, a good test. So how's my prayer life? It's always a good test. It's always a good indicator. It's always a little barometer. How's things going? If I'm too busy, I've got no time for prayer. I want to tell you, my dear, my precious friends, you're in trouble. Big trouble. Because prayer is the secret. Prayer is the most wonderful thing in the world. To be able to spend time with God. And so you come to that amazing place where Jesus Christ is Lord. And then slowly there's this progress. As I live a life of dependence, depending not on myself, but on His Spirit, living a life of being rooted in Christ to my time of prayer. And then number three, he says, and being built up in Him. Being built up in Him. All the time being built up, you see? Got that picture? The foundation's there, and being built up. There's no easy way to be built up stronger and stronger and stronger, but through the time that I spend with God in my Bible, that's what strengthens me. My son sent me a lovely SMS. He says, Dad, I want you to tell me the best verse for strength in the Bible. And I thought, now, jeepers, there are lots of lovely ones. But what's the best one? And I thought, this is the best one. I don't know, would you agree with that, Hugo? What's the best one for strength? Even young men will utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord renew their strength. They mount up with wings as eagles. They run and don't grow weary. They walk and don't grow faint. I said, my boy, that's the best. I don't know. What a great verse that is. You see, it's the Word. It's the Word. How am I going to be built up? You can go to some Christian bookshops and they've got a little booklet. It's called 1 Minute Devotions. Oh, I hope you never buy a book like that, please. Oh, please don't ever do that. You see, and the thought is there, well, quickly I've got to get to school, or quickly I've got to get to the office, so I've got a minute, let's quickly have a little whatever. No. It's not going to work. How am I going to grow? I'm going to learn to live in God day by day through the power of His Spirit. I'm going to learn to be rooted in Jesus Christ and to adjust my day and to adjust my priorities. So I've got more time to be alone with God in prayer. I'm going to adjust my life to make sure that I am being built up, becoming stronger and stronger. You see, John Calvin is one of the best. He says it would seem better to take faith in this context as being objective in the sense of a body of revealed truth. And that's, he's right there, isn't he? And so you know what you'll find in a Christian? There's an unquenchable thirst to learn. Always learning. And then lastly, number four, strengthened. Live in Him, rooted in Him, built up in Him, and strengthened. Strengthened. That's the most amazing thing with a Christian. How you are strengthened by God for each day. Now that's what He wants. So we've seen the secret. The secret is that Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. There's not another person more important to me than Jesus Christ. There's not another activity more important than Christ. He is Lord. And now I'm growing. Living in Him, rooted in Him, built up in Him, strengthened in Him. What's the last one? And then we have finished. Number three. The song, the secret, the strength, and the song. And when this happens in a Christian's life, look what results. Overflowing. Overflowing. With thankfulness. Overflowing. With thankfulness. So you're growing in Christ. And your life is overflowing. With thankfulness. That God has been so incredibly kind and so incredibly good. And we are bursting with thankfulness, which will always be a true witness to the work of God's Holy Spirit within us. I think that Mary may tell you better than I can. Through all that's happened to us over the last few weeks, the one thing I can say with all my sinfulness, I've never once said, God, why? Not once. Because I don't need to say that. Because whatever God does is right. Isn't that right? He says, all things work together for good. That's what God said. And therefore, you can live a life that's overflowing with thankfulness. Now, my friend, two little verses in Colossians. I hope it's true for us this morning here at Christchurch that when you and I evaluate our lives and look at the way things are going in all sorts of spheres, I hope that this morning that you're able to say, you know what? I'm growing. I'm not what I was. I'm growing. Becoming more and more like Jesus in every area of my life. The secret, the strength, and the song.